Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
During the legislative session, state senators approved a bill to end the practice of taking away a driver's license if someone couldn't afford court costs. But a small group of Republicans blocked it in committee, so the full House didn't get to vote. Now Governor Ralph Northam has amended the state budget to end that practice and return suspended licenses.
Having a driver's license is essential to a person's ability to maintain a job and provide for their families. It is especially pertinent to those that live in rural Virginia because we don't have public transportation.
He then introduced the director of the Legal Aid Justice Center, which has been fighting for this since 2014.
I'd also like to introduce Angela Clofe, and I apologize about the pronunciation.
She graciously accepted the apology.
Good afternoon. My name is Angela Cholfi. So it's easier if you used your hands. Cholfi.
Cholfi argued driving was not a privilege, but a right.
87% of Virginians rely on a car to get to jobs, medical appointments, places of worship, and grocery stores. So I say, driving is no more a privilege than it is to work, eat, pray, and take care of your family.
The legislature will vote on the budget April 3rd. I'm Sandy Houseman.